This episode of the Beauté Industry Podcast was produced in partnership with the Endota Wellness College. Hello and welcome to the Beauté Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauté Industry, Tamara Reid. Here, we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauté Industry. My guest today is Melanie Gleason, the CEO of Endota Spa. Assuming many of you have visited an Endota Spa for a treatment before, Melanie almost needs no introduction. The Endota Spa story began in 2000 when Melanie Gleason pursued her dream to give back and inspire others to connect with themselves, with her very first location being Victoria's Mornington Peninsula, paving the way for well-being to be considered a priority rather than a treat. Endota Spa are now proud to be the largest day spa network in Australia, with over 100 spas across the country, which employs an entire network of women. 95 of their business is in fact female run, to help clients return to their best me through their signature touches, massage, spa treatments, and divine facials. Expanding their offering from treatments to training, Melanie shares with us the journey of Endota Wellness College, which is an RTO that offers an evolved collection of creative courses and nationally recognized training in beauty, makeup, massage, and business as they continue to redefine, support, and inspire the next generation of beauty therapists. Many of you will know that prior to the creation of Beauté Industry, a big part of my career was spent travelling through Endota Spa, from therapist to multi-site manager and finally through to education and business development across Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. Reflecting back on my time at Endota Spa brings so many fond memories, and for me this conversation with Mel feels full circle, one of which I am extremely proud to be recording for you all today. From Endota Spa, today we welcome Melanie Gleason. Welcome to Beauté Industry Podcast, Mel.
Thank you for having me, Tamara.
Thank you so much. It's been, you know, I've had such the pleasure of working with you and getting to know you both personally and professionally as part of Endota Network in my previous roles. And it feels full circle to me today to be interviewing you on the Beauté Industry Podcast. And we start our conversation every week with the same question by finding out where and when our business owners and our guests started in this industry. And I'm sure you've told this story many a time. but if you wouldn't mind stepping back to the very beginning for our audience, that would be amazing.
Yes. Okay. Love to. So the Endota Network has been around next year, 20 years. But I was working in a day spa previous to starting Endota. And the motivation came because I was actually working on reception and managing that spa, but I could see every day people coming in and out of the spa for treatments. And when they arrived, they would be stressed out, and you could hear it in their voice, but you could also see it in their physical form. So their shoulders would be tense, they'd be rushing. Then I would see them at the end of the treatment, and their whole, their body language, their physical appearance, and the level of the pace that they were going, everything had slowed down, everything was relaxed, everything looked better, and they felt better. And I was like, wow, you know, how can we take this feeling to more people? So that's sort of really where the motivation came from, and still is to make people feel better.
Amazing. And so working on reception, did you work your way up through management into business ownership, or did you just wake up and go, right, I'm going to open a day spa tomorrow?
No. So I worked my way up. So before I was at the Ridge, that was the spa that I worked at, I also worked for different cosmetic houses. So I really got my first taste of the industry working on the floor in department stores and with different cosmetic houses. Then I worked in a spa, and then I managed a spa. And it was under that small business leader that I really was taught how to run a small business. And then from there, then I got to thinking, wow, you know, as you always do, I could do this a bit better myself. So I thought, oh, I think I could run my own. So it was a progression, and that progression was probably over, I'd say about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, because a lot of therapists nowadays, I mean, there's definitely the entitlement, you know, that 2020 brings, but I think a lot of therapists nowadays, they're coming out of beauty school, they're signing up to an ABN because they've got a spray tan machine, or they've got, you know, a few products, and all of a sudden they're a business owner and they're so good at the trade, they're great at doing the treatments, but the actual business owner hat of the accounting and the marketing and everything comes with that. I mean, I appreciate that you learned those skills going through reception and going through management before getting to business owner.
Yeah, it's I think one of the things that enabled the growth of Indota was the fact that I wasn't a therapist. So I was actually able to get out of the room and learn the other aspects of the business, because you can have practitioners that are amazing at their trade and what they do, but then you have to transfer that knowledge and also gain a whole lot more knowledge when you become a business owner. So I learnt a lot of it, and I'm still learning a lot as I go. But I also did courses along the way, so in bookkeeping and things like that, just to hone and learn really about running a business. But I think a lot of it for me, I didn't go to university, so I didn't do a business degree or anything, and it really has come, my university has been the business. I've learned within it. And I think that's, I might have been able to go quicker if I hadn't done it that way. But I think, you know, even with beauty therapy or massage, you learn your course, and then we certainly say this to our students that come through our school, you learn the course, but then that's the start. So, you know, you learn your trade, you start the day you go into to work, because, yes, you know your technical skills, but you don't understand really the interaction between the client, how you work with other team members, how you work with your employer, and that all comes from experience. So it is a blending of experience and technical skill. I think it's great that the younger generation have the confidence to, you know, see the big picture before they get there. But I think, like you said, it's certainly, and for you as well, Tamara, all the different roles you've played in different organisations, all of those roles teach you different things, and then you finally get to where you want to be. So I've gone off track, but yes, I agree with you. It's experience is the best teacher.
Yeah, no, you've definitely answered the question there. I mean, I was just saying to somebody yesterday at the college that I went to, and at a lot of colleges, you go there to learn how to do the treatment, but it really is the presence and the grace and the dance of the treatment that you really don't learn until you go out into spa and into clinic and you actually take a client through that entire journey. Then you realize, okay, this is the meet and greet, and this is how I need to be presenting myself so that, you know, I am performing a full servicing treatment, not just a take a number treatment, be serviced, and then see you later.
Yeah, it's huge. And it's one of the big things that we try and do at the Indota Wellness College, because everybody who's there has got teachers has got so much industry experience. We do a lot of that extra on-the-job training that you wouldn't necessarily get until you'd completed your course, because we're so aware of how job ready those things make you. So yeah, it's a different way. Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, often when we have a dream, you know, and we might be the manager or we might be an entrepreneur trying to open up a business, we are sometimes naive to the fact that it can be, you know, extremely successful, and we get out there and we think, okay, this is a lot harder than I thought. And, you know, that success doesn't happen overnight. What do you think it was about Indota Spa back in the day, because the market was so completely different and Indota was so completely different, that made it a level of success that it was?
Yeah, so I think partly my naivety in wanting to start a business. So I really had no idea at the beginning of what it would take, and I also had no fear. So the fact that I was, and I had nothing to lose. So I was 26 and still living at, was I still living at home or maybe just renting with friends? But that allowed me to just really give it a red hot go. So it was partly that, partly that over the last 20 years, we have seen an explosion in the wellness industry. So way back when, I think there were probably about four, what we would call a day spa that existed in Victoria. And it was really mainly you had massage clinics or beauty salons. There wasn't a blending of the two. So when we did that, that was different. And also just wellness in general. So, now everyone's doing yoga, people are Instagramming their smoothies. There was no Instagram back then. It is... The growth that this industry has seen has been phenomenal, and now people see it as part of their everyday, whereas 20 years ago it was more of a treat. It was something that you did now and again. Now it has just become a self-care tool that people do consistently so that they can do everything else that they want to do in their lives. So I think timing was on my side, and that it was such a new industry. With things, and then also the people that I surrounded myself with. So, and a lot of those people are still in the network today and share the same values. So I think if you have a group of people that understand your vision and share similar values, then it's easy to bring that vision into life.
Yes.
And our therapists, you know, we have had the most amazing therapists and business owners, some still in the network, some that have been in the network and then gone on and done their own amazing things. But to have that quality of people is what has made Indota what it is.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about the landscape of wellness, because when I was a very first therapist at Indota, it was 2009, and I remember saying to my boyfriend, who's now my husband, at the time, I said to his uncle, I work in a day spa, and he said, so do you sell spa baths?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, what? How do you not know what a day spa is? And it's now the word day spa is so frequently used that you would be living under a rock now if you didn't know what a day spa was. But the industry has changed that much. And you know, I love that you're saying that common theme of just surround yourself with people who get it, because I'm sure back then you had people going, well, what is a day spa and how do you, you know, envision to perform treatments all over Australia? You're mad, you know, but you surround yourself with people who are aligned and who completely support you in that respect.
Yeah. And I think, Tamara, you know the story, like we nearly didn't get our permits first off, because the council, the local council, thought we were going to be a brothel.
Yeah.
we did massage and facials and body treatment. So, yeah, it was education a lot back then. So educating people what a spa was, what it meant to take time for yourself and not think you were being selfish. You know, all of that has been an education process over 20 years, and especially for women, knowing that it is okay to look after yourself. So, yeah, all of those things have helped with our growth and also where we are now. Yeah.
And so Indota's become such, you know, a nurturing haven. I mean, you walk past any Indota and you smell it, and automatically, as you said, the shoulders are down and you're kind of transported back to that last time that you visited Indota, but not only for clients, but for therapists and business owners too. And often I'll speak with business owners and therapists, and somewhere along their career journey, they mention Indota. You know, did you ever imagine that you would have such an impact on the Australian professional beauty industry?
No. Yeah. I always knew that I wanted more than one spa, but I hoped, but you know, you're never quite sure. And yeah, so no, I didn't realize the amount of just people you would come into contact with that then either grew without, that are still growing with our organization, or have gone on to do amazing things. You know, one of my absolute most favorite therapists of all time, Stacey Birch, now runs a beautiful, beautiful business. She's got one in Byron and one in Richmond. And I just am so proud when I see any of her, you know, reviews or anything on Stace, because I think bloody amazing. And I watched her grow through the ranks, and very similar with yourself. You know, we see amazing, we've got amazing business owners in our franchise network and amazing therapists. And I see some of them now and I think, oh, you're going to be doing something else within the next 5 years, and, you know, we'll be hearing from you. And it's so, just so beautiful to see that progression within the network and beyond it. But then I also love seeing people, you know, they might have started in spa as a spa fairy even, and now they're one of our trainers or they're working in product development. So to have been able to build a network that supports so many women and quite a few guys now too, but in their working careers, and then also give them a platform for which to launch their own thing, that has been probably one of the greatest gifts for me. Just seeing that is amazing. And yeah, did I think that would happen all those years ago? Not to this extent, no.
No. Yeah, well, I was going to ask you what you think it is about the Indota network that attracts therapists, but I think you've just answered that, because you do allow so much career progression. You know, it's not in every business that you'd be able to come in as a trainee or spa fairy, move on to therapist, to manager, business owner, you know, and then even more further than that into education or business development. And I think that's such a unique aspect of Indota Spa.
Yeah, thank you. And I think the, you know, still one of my favourite things is when we go on our roadshow and we do our therapist nights and speaking with all the therapists. But I think anytime I ask someone in our network, why did you get into the industry? The answer is pretty much the same, and that is to make people feel better. And so when you have that level of wanting to serve others to make them feel better, that then you share similar values. And so I think that that is also one of the things that binds us together, whether you're in the network or you go on and do whether you go on and do other things, your love to serve others and make them feel better is what connects us. Yeah.
After the break, Mel talks about providing consistency in the Indota Spa network and their plans for global expansion. But first, a little information on the Indota Wellness College. Did you know that the beauty industry is one of the fastest growing industries in the world, meaning the demand for well-trained, job-ready therapists has never been greater? The Indota Wellness College is known for producing highly skilled beauty and wellness industry professionals through courses that keep pace with fast-moving trends in technique and technology. Endota Wellness College trainers and educators are not only well connected, but they're industry leaders in the field who pass on their expert knowledge to students. Head along to the Endota Wellness College Open Day this Friday, the 29th of February, for a healthy brunch where you get to take a tour, meet the team, and even sneak in a mini treatment while you look around. Head to endotawellnesscollege.edu.au for more information. And now, back to Mel. Absolutely. Now, you've given the power to many business owners, as we were just saying, that, you know, can be a therapist or even not a therapist and come into the industry and join us. And I'm wondering, has it ever been a fear for you that somebody could come in externally, be a therapist or a business owner, and take the brand that you've built up and not, I don't want to say damage it, but almost take it on as their own? And do you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. I mean, consistency is so difficult in this industry.
Yeah. So there's, for us, consistency is still one of the biggest areas of focus. I've had business owners come into this network and I've said to them, you know, you've got the experience in business and also spa. You're not just doing your own, you know, why wouldn't you just go and do your own? And they've said, the ones that have joined us have said, because you've done all the hard work. You've created the system. You've created all the marketing. You've now got a fund and enough buying power to make doing business easier. So I think people see the value of joining a network that has a lot of the processes and things already done. We've learned a lot over the 20 years. We've made loads of mistakes and we still do, but we've learned from those mistakes, which saves business owners making the same mistake. Now, in saying that, it doesn't mean that I've walked into spa and been appalled at the level of service that I've received. So for us, it's always something that we're focused on. Where I found that it has fallen down is if someone comes into the network and they don't share the same values. Mm. And you probably had a feeling about it at the time, but I'm like, oh no, that'll all work out. It's what I've learned is I should have listened to that that intuition or that feeling more. Now what I know from experience is if people enter the network and they don't share similar values and they're not from a position of where you want to serve others, that can cause more headaches in the long run. So the biggest thing for me is, do they understand that this is a service industry and what that means? So it hasn't been a fear, but it's certainly been something that we are always striving to better our service levels, better our customer service, better our consistency. But then on the flip side of this, right, it's such a personal industry. So I could have a treatment with you, Tamara, and absolutely love it. Someone else could have a treatment with you and you just don't connect. So it's a balance between consistency but also giving that personal service and putting the right therapist with the client that you know is going to benefit from her experience. So, yeah.
And I think too, like for you guys, I mean, having been an educator for Endota Spa in the past, I can hand on heart say that your training is, I would say, almost incomprehensible for any other product, business, service out there. There's nothing that I've seen that has been so completely solid and consistent. I mean, every class that I took, we talked about the Endota brand values, you know, the mission, the need for the organic product, the nurturing of the woman, the consistency of the treatment. And every single person knows the Endota story who's worked for Endota. They know the signature blend. And I think you do that so well, because I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but my very, very first job, I still to this day don't even know what the name of the day spa means, you know, whereas I know that Endota means beautiful in an Indigenous language. And that's something that I'll never forget. So I think you've built such strong brand values, and that perhaps is how you do get that consistency.
Yeah, thank you, Tamara. I think I think for me, look, I remember early on we had like brand consultants come in and they said to me, you need two sets of values, Mel. You need your internal values and then you need external values. Right. And we challenged each other for a long, long time because I said, I want the values to mean something and I don't want them just to be words that people forget. And therefore, I want one set. I want one set of values that we work from and we live by within the internal structure, so head office, our shareholders, our business owners and our therapists, but then we've also got the same set of values that, and we outwardly show those in the work that we do. So intent, connect, truth and balance for us are values that we've brought to life. We use them when we're hiring, we use them when people are exiting the network, we talk about them, like you said, through training, through our therapist nights, we name awards after them. We try and make them a real tangible thing because as the business gets bigger and bigger, I can't get to everybody and share it. So we have to make sure, which I'm so proud to hear you say it, that it's embedded in you, the culture is embedded in you from the beginning. So yeah, it is important to us and I'm glad that it is happening.
Yeah. And you mentioned there consultants coming in and, you know, helping guide you and support you because it's a big role that you've got there. Over the years, Endota's gone through many changes and we've seen products come in and products go out and launches and bits and pieces. How and when is that moment for you where you go, okay, we need something new or something different to change so that we don't become stagnant?
Yeah, good question. I think now, look, now at head office, I think we've got about 100 and maybe 20 people. And I have got a brilliant senior leadership team. And we all work quite closely together on the strategic direction of the business. So we are always looking at overseas trends. We get, as you would remember, hundreds of suppliers calling us each week saying, would you put this product through your spas or do you want to try this treatment? So we've got a lot more discerning in what we choose and actually that led us to creating a lot of our own product. But we also work really closely with our therapists. We hear what the customer wants and we're driven by that. So it's a collaboration between our therapists and then internally listening to what the client wants and then being able to evolve the business to meet the client's needs. And the biggest thing that's changed for us is in the beginning we were very much from the organic heritage. We have had to move and evolve into high performance treatments. So we introduced the LED, the hydromicrodermabrasion. At some of the spas now, we've got laser genesis and we're just introducing an infusion machine and then the introduction of our new age range. So very much where massage used to be our number one treatment in spa, it's now the high performance facials. So the market has shifted. They still love organics. New age is fast catching the tail, and then also the internal, so the glow range, the supplements. People really now want a holistic view. It's a holistic view of beauty, which has become wellness, and they want to be able to get it all in the one place. So we have evolved the business in that regard, which has been exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel pressure from the industry to move towards more medi, high performance, that kind of space? Because obviously you have introduced a few of those devices, but as the industry keeps evolving, I mean, do you feel pressure to bring in, you know, injectors or lasers or anything of that respect?
I don't feel pressure from the industry to do it. But we hear from our clients that it's what they would like or what they're having elsewhere and don't love the environment they're having it in. So then we're like, okay, well, we trial it through our company-owned spas first. So we are doing laser genesis in about 5 or 6 of the spas and that's doing amazingly well. And we're always in talks over injectables, and we will and have in one or two trialed it to see how we go. So it was not something that I ever envisaged in the beginning, but it's evolving and people want it and they want to have it from a brand that they trust in a beautiful environment. So, yeah, it's not pressure from the industry. It's more driven by what the consumer wants.
And it's interesting that you say, you know, Indota very much started when the wellness trend was taking off and before Instagram, when, you know, we were drinking green smoothies and then Instagram yeah. came in and we're taking photos of us at Indota Spa drinking green smoothies, you know. And but now we've kind of come full circle because yeah. you've got the internal products, you've also yeah. got the spa aspect, and we've still got that very external kind of it's now cool and trendy to be mindful and to talk about wellness and to do yoga and things like that. So I think you've ridden the wave perfectly.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I remember so I did my first yoga camp when I was in year 10. I went to an ashram in Dalesford. So I have been doing yoga on and off for a very, very long time. And I remember in the very beginning we had, do you remember we had a facial and then we listened to a guided meditation?
And the pressure points along the body, the spirit.
And some people are like, oh, this is never going to take off and blah, blah, blah. And now it's just everywhere. So, yeah, I do feel like because it's how we live and we've brought that into the business, wellness, it's not a trend thing for us. It's just something that we've always done. And for us, the trend has grown around us, which has made Indota what it is today. So I think, and that's, I think that's why as well, the brand's built up a lot of trust with people because what we do is authentic. We didn't make an organic product because it was trendy. We made an organic product years before anybody else because it's what we believed in. And in the very beginning, to find a manufacturer that worked with organic ingredients was tough. And so I feel in a way that I've taken the hard road with a lot of things. You know, a service business is very hard to run, but we were born out of service. So, and then organic formulating, no one's doing it. We've got to find manufacturers, work with them, find the, you know, and then over time everything's progressed. I sort of feel, you know, it wouldn't be easier, but it would be, if I wanted to start an organic skincare line tomorrow, I'd certainly find it a lot easier today than I did when I did it. So I feel like I've done everything the harder way, but I feel like that process has taught me and also built a really strong foundation and platform for Indota to whatever we decide to do next. So, yeah.
Yeah, so incredible. And so you opened up the Wellness College, which is so exciting. Opened up in a really tricky time of the landscape, especially the training and education, because the government was cutting funding and schools were closing. You know, again, you haven't done things the easy way. But what made you passionate about going down that training and education route?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. We got into training when everybody else was getting out of it. But I had wanted to, we've always trained internally, which you've been aware of and part of. But I wanted to have an Indota training school for a very, very long time. And we looked at partnering with different existing players in the industry. But what we came down to is with over 100 spas in our network, the therapists that we train, I mean, I could feel they could get a job every day of the week within our network. And what was happening, that the trigger was that we were getting students from all over and then we would spend time retraining them in the Indota way method and the Indota treatments and products. So for us, having our own college meant that we could embed the values and embed those protocols and things from the very beginning. So it saved us time and money after the fact. So we didn't get into training to have it as a standalone profit center. We got into training because our business owners were crying out for qualified, job-ready therapists that understood the Indota way. And so for us, most of the therapists that have graduated from the college already, they've all worked within Endotas, and about 95% of them are still within Endotas today. If we can't place them with us because we don't have a spa in that area, or they want to try something else, then we direct them. Like we work with Stacey, or we work with other business owners that we know, where these young therapists will be suitably placed. So we got into training because we needed to have therapists ready to go, knowing the Endota treatments and understanding our values. And because our network has grown so much, I think we're at 106 spas now, and we are booked out. You know, it's really tricky to get a treatment. We have to have a team of, and you know how hard it is doing treatments day in and day out. So we a team of therapists that can be there and assist with the growth of the network. I mean, I think now, Tamara, you would probably know the numbers better than me, but the wellness industry globally now is something like, it's worth something like $4.2 trillion.
Isn't it insane?
Mind-blowing, insane. And yes, that covers fitness and nutrition, everything under that wellness banner, but did we ever think that? No, probably not. No. So we had to start the school because of the growth of the network.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it seems like an easier transition for therapists, because sometimes at beauty school, you know, I've seen they come out into an Endota spa or into a hotel spa or even a laser clinic, and they go, oh my goodness, I didn't expect this. But for you guys, if you're already starting off with the expectation, the values, the brand story, it's almost just like they're just continuing that journey from college into then working environment.
That's so right. And our students at the college work in spa as well. So while the program, they are working in spa. So they get a taste for what it's actually like to service clients. Yeah.
Incredible. Now, I want to move away from Australia to China, because I've seen you've been moving and just making waves there. How has this kind of collaboration come about? How did you go into China? Why China? I have all the questions.
Yeah, so it's not just China, actually. So we've spent, you know, a good almost 20 years building the foundations of the network in Australia and building really strong systems and amazing product. And for about the last 3 years, we have been looking at different international markets and how we might expand the brand into those areas. So we have been working in China via e-commerce. So at the moment in China, due to manufacturing laws, we are not able to sell via physical presence because we don't. Yeah. So the only way for us to expand the brand into China at the moment is online. So we are working with different organisations for that to happen. But we're also working in Thailand. So we now have a distributor in Thailand, and they will distribute through retail outlets and also spas. And then we're looking at other international markets. We've got talks underway with retailers in the US.
Wow. And
so it's baby steps, but we're just sort of looking at exporting and which countries and how we go into those countries and who we work with in those countries. And it takes a long time. We're certainly not. And we're baby steps. So people know the brand in Australia, but it's basically unheard of everywhere else. So it's like you're starting from scratch, really.
Yeah, and those international markets love Australian ingredients.
They do. A Beauty, yes, they are changing at the moment. And we've been really well received, which has been great, but it's understanding the markets you're entering into. And also it's a really competitive space. So we have to have something that separates us from the pack and shows our differences. But we are learning so much about just international trade and different trademark laws and doing business in different countries. So it's a whole new adventure for us, and one that we will really focus on in this next sort of 12 to 24 months. Yeah.
Incredible. Mel, you've got... go ahead.
Lots more travel for us coming up.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's good.
You've got over 100 day spas. You've got 95% female therapist business owners. I mean, absolutely dominating wellness in Australia, dominating day spa, going global. How do you stay so humble? Because knowing you personally, I mean, you know, we've been to beautiful sushi restaurants in Sydney and you've got your shoes off. I mean, like, like nothing gets to you.
Yeah, I just think, I just feel like, I don't feel like I've gotten where I want to be yet in with the growth of Vendota. And I'm also, I know that at any point in time, things can change, and they I've certainly had ups and downs in the business. I've had amazing times and I've had really sad times. So for me, that's all learning. So I feel that I'm always learning and I've always got something new to learn and new to understand. So I think that helps keep you grounded. I don't know. I just appreciate the position that I'm in and want to try and do as much with the platform as I can to make people feel better. But I just think it's who you are, right? As well. Like, so the family that I'm from, the friends that I have, everybody just keeps you grounded. I mean, you are, what is grounded? You're just normal. I just do normal things. My favourite shoes are my masseur sandals, and I'm driven by experiences rather than things. So I don't know if that makes a difference to who I am, but I think also the values, and also know that I think, especially as I get older, Tamara, I think no matter what material possessions you may acquire or people perceive that you have, that is not what makes you happy. And I know people say that, it's so true. Like, yes, having funds or access to things makes life easier, but if you are not a well person, if you don't have your health and you don't have the love of family and friends, it would be really lonely and not very fun. So for me, I do understand what's important, and try and have a good time along the way.
Amazing. Yeah. And one last question for you. You said that you're not quite done yet. What is left on the to-do list?
Oh, well, on the to-do list is international expansion. So we've only just baby stepped it out, but I really want to explore that more and become a globally loved wellness brand. That's sort of my big, hairy, audacious goal. I want to continue the development of our colleges and provide. So at the moment we have diplomas in beauty therapy, salon management and remedial massage. We're looking at what other short courses we can offer and what other diplomas. So that's really exciting. And then another big one for us is in the digital space. So we've got about 2 million people on our database. I know, crazy. And we've never really, because I'm not that digitally savvy, haven't really driven the business in that direction. And I think as we look to become a global player and just where the world is today, we need to become more engaging and content driven through our digital platform. So that's an area that we're focusing on. So digital and international expansion is really high on the agenda. So yeah, no, lots to do, still loving it. And I think it's so fortunate when you would feel the same having your own business, you get to be creative within the business. So I think as still creating and you're still loving it and it still drives you, then you can keep going at the level and still love it. So, yeah, no, I'm lots and lots that I still want to do. Yeah.
Incredible. Mel, thank you so much for taking the time today to come on the podcast and share your story and everything re and Dota. It's been absolutely incredible chatting with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for asking us. It's been a real pleasure, Tamara.
How special was that? I often talk about finding your values and proactively making decisions based on them. And I know how easy it is to gloss over things like this when business is busy. However, when you look at the success that Mel has created within Dota, when someone of this caliber tells you to align your values, then you know it's of utmost importance. I have no doubt Mel and Indota will be able to continue to accomplish their mission of having a globally recognisable brand and wish them the biggest amount of support in doing so. And to thank Mel again for her time today because she is an extremely busy woman, and to the beautiful Alana who organised us to spend time together, a very big thank you. To all of you, well, thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, without none of this would be possible without your beautiful ears. And thank you so much for your time, for listening and sharing and supporting Beauté and myself as loyally and as beautifully as you currently do. I absolutely love reading your messages and seeing your screenshots on socials because it truly does help an independent podcaster like myself be able to reach more industry ears. Make sure you subscribe to keep up the latest episodes, and if you so wish, please leave us a little review of what you thought of today's episode. Until next time, stay connected.